Councillor Bree, an agreement has been reached with Leitrim County Council to advance the Sligo Leitrim NCR Greenway.
Yes, we already agreed to a Section 85 agreement with Leitrim County Council in July, and today the proposal before us was to make a minor amendment to that agreement, so it's very positive. A €1.5 million grant aid has already been allocated to advance the planned Sligo-Leitrim Northern Counties Railway Greenway. It's acknowledged that the development of the Greenway along the old rail route connecting Colooney with Ballintore, Drumahair, Glenfarne, Black Lion and Enniskillen will have a significant economic benefit for the entire region. A cost-benefit analysis carried out a number of years ago indicated that the completed Greenway would boost spending in the region by almost €7 million in the first year, and I expect that figure will have significantly increased in the intervening period. And given the fact that it's a cross-border Greenway with 18 kilometres of the route located in Fermanagh, obviously this adds to the significance and importance of the project. The Taoiseach has already confirmed that €500 million has been earmarked for shared island projects. And while speaking in the Dáil, he referred to three specific projects: the Narrow Water Bridge, the Ulster Canal, and the Sligo Enniskillen Greenway. So hopefully we will hear further news from the Taoiseach and from the government, and that we will expect to see construction work commence on the Greenway possibly early next year.